The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Ah, yes, indeed. Here we go. The rumour file not far away. 92211 882. $500 cash can be yours if you phone your rumour through. That's how you do it. Phone it through. Morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil. And a happy Monday to you too, Millsy. There are a lot of questions this morning about the very strange incident in Washington State over the weekend. An airline ground employee working his regular shift in uniform stole an empty Horizon Airlines turboprop plane. He took it off from Seattle-Tacoma Airport, did some crazy aerobatics, had at times bizarre conversations with the tower before crashing that turboprop into a small island in Puget Sound. The man was 29-year-old Richard Russell, who first used a pushback tractor to maneuver the aircraft so he could board and then take off. There was no one else on board. Russell apparently had no formal training to be a pilot, yet he managed to get that 76-passenger plane airborne in a series of radio exchanges with the tower. He analyzed himself.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it till now.
On the ground, some witnesses captured parts of the flight on mobile phones.
Just did a loop-de-loop. Oh, and there's like a jet.
That's a jet.
That fighter was one of two F-15Cs dispatched from Portland, Oregon to pursue and track him. Here's when Russell spots them.
They probably got anti-aircraft.
No, they don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet, but holy smokes, I gotta stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick.
And then Russell brought up video games.
He did. He did, Millsy, during this exchange.
He just needs some help controlling his aircraft.
Very good. I don't need that much help. I played some video games before.
Yes, flight simulator video games he's talking about. Well, 75 minutes after taking off, he crashed into a small island in Puget Sound, did not survive. The impact started a bushfire. No one on the ground was injured. And officials say, Millsy and Basil, that the fighter jets were not involved in the crash.